Yeah, this year's been a fucking good year for me. This is one of my, like, one of my, I think I'll look back and be like, 2020 was a fucking sweet year. It was a big, when I fought Jose Quinones, it was coming back from a 2-year layoff, little over 2 years. And it was just like, I have vivid memories of walking around, taking the dogs on a walk, and at night, every night, and just picturing Joe Rogan holding my hand up, oops, sorry, and saying, you know, that I won. And I have that vivid memory and feeling of when it happened, when I knocked out Jose Quinones, and it was fucking, it was like a, it was a pretty powerful moment with having that layoff, going, dealing with all that adversity. And then I was like, I'm back. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to take over the game. I felt so fucking good in there. And then I fight Eddie Wineland, do what I did to Eddie, and I was just feeling good. So I coming off 2 first round knockouts, and then I get another fight that I pictured going the same way, fighting Cheeto. Obviously that didn't work out, but it's still, you know, I got, you know, when you're making money, and I can go and bought a house, like a dream house, like a fucking house, a really nice place that, and then we had a baby, and now I've like, it's just, this year's been crazy. This year's been, you know, the best year ever, for sure.
That's awesome. Like you just mentioned, manifesting, is that something that you do a lot and take quite seriously?
I feel like, I remember when I was like 16, I watched The Secret on Netflix. You ever see that?
What is it?
It was all about manifesting, just believing and thinking about stuff, and it happens. And I remember just like thinking about all this, and it's crazy it's happened. And I've always thought about becoming champ and stuff, but you know, it's pretty much the same mindset. It's just, you know, if I keep winning and keep getting good, you have to have fighting skills. Thankfully, I love training. I love being here. You guys hung out with me today. It's Wednesday. Went and hit mitts. Came down jiu-jitsu. Like, I enjoy training. And so you have to be able to keep winning. You got to be able to train, get good. Then you go out there and win. And my style, I have a sweet style. I'm fast and explosive, and I can put people's lights out. I've been doing it since I was 16. And I'm 26 now, so I'm dipping into my prime. So there's just so many good years ahead that I can see in the future. I mean, like, as far as I'm gonna fight. I have a lot more fights. Hopefully, fight February 13th in Vegas. That's the plan. I had 3 fights in 6 months this year. So you know, next year I'm looking to have 3-4 fights again and continuing doing what I've been doing. I don't look at that Cheeto fight like, it's weird how the fans look at people. They're like, oh, he's done. It's over. It's like, if you understand fighting, you break down that fight. You don't say a lack of skill anywhere. There was nowhere I lacked skills. I was busting him up. I mean, I landed clean shots. He kicked the nerve, and I, you know, there's a nerve right here that gives you something called drop foot. And
yeah, I don't think a lot of people really understand, do they? Like when they hear or they read that O'Malley's saying that he's undefeated, like, can you kind of explain what that word means to you, like metaphorically and physically?
It's still a fight, and people act like I don't understand that I still lost the fight. Like, I get that 100%. I said I'm the only undefeated fighter in the world that's lost. I'm mentally undefeated as far as I'm concerned. I didn't lose because my skills weren't good. If he would have went out there and broke me and just submitted me, I'd be like, damn, I lost. I got my ass kicked. But that's not how I feel. You watch the fight. It's just, you know, that fight, it goes a different way 100%. Whether I win or lose, that fight is a crazy different fight. If he doesn't kick that nerve. But I got paid, you know, everything's been going good, so I don't look at that as a negative thing that happened in my life at all. And who knows, when I go out there and lose in the way I just explained, I get broke, someone submits me, I get knocked out, you still, therefore I lost. But that fight, I just don't feel like I lost. And it's pretty much that simple. I think I just have better skills, and I'm a better fighter. But
and it's like a mentality, though, right?
It is, for sure. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's a mentality. Like, you can't go in. If I go into my next fight thinking I'm a loser, I lost, I'm not good, I feel like that'll affect you in a negative way. So I don't want to think like that. Not in this game. You can't have that mindset.
Yeah, is that an easy thing to kind of start slipping into? Thinking like that,
I don't know. I don't think I haven't had to. I don't feel like if I would have lost that fight, I mean, then I'd have to be dealing with different emotions and different thoughts. But that fight, I didn't feel like I lost.
I am interested if there is anybody from England in your weight class that you would, you know, fancy.
I think I spend so little time thinking about who I'm going to fight and who I'd want to fight. Like, it doesn't really take up much of my time. I don't really watch many fights. Like, as far as when there's a UFC card, like, if it's a big-ass card and a sweet card, I'm going to watch. If not, I'm honestly probably not going to watch.
Do you know what? I don't know why. That always surprised me when people said that. Like, Derek Lewis was the first person that I was like...
that said he doesn't watch fights much?
Yeah, yeah. But he was like, he doesn't watch fights, like, at all, man. He's just like, I don't know.
Yeah, I think... I don't... I remember Benson Henderson, because I would, like, when I first moved down here, I'd watch fights more, and Benson would always say he never watched fights. I was like, I always thought that was weird, but now I'm like, I really don't. But my Xbox buddies, when I stream and I talk to my Xbox buddies, my buddy in Canada, his name's Nick, on Xbox, his name's Warlike Uncle. We sparred. I flew him down and sparred. It was fucking funny. But
I think I've seen it on your YouTube. Is it on your YouTube?
Yeah, it's on YouTube. I think it's just like Sugar Sparring Twitch subscriber. But when I talk about fights with him, he knows every person on the card. He bets on every fight. He knows where they train. I'm like, holy shit, I don't know. I don't know hardly. I could name like a couple people in my weight class, like the bigger names. Other than that, I'm like, I just don't really watch.
Mm. Talking about like your weight class, can you give me like a timeline to your title fight? And you can include finishes if you feel imaginative.
Yeah, I think one thing I did realize is shit like that can happen. Like, I thought I would be champ 2021, but now I just don't really. It's just so hard to say. I mean, this is the when I fought Andre's soccer mom. I was out for
Andre's soccer mom.
Yeah, I was out. I just say it naturally. It just comes out. My foot was fucked, and I was out for a long time. And then I had that injury happen, and I rolled my ankle like 5 times in a row. And, you know, you just had the – I wanted to fight in October. I wanted to fight in November. I wanted to fight in December. I'm glad none of those worked out because I don't think my body was ready. But it's just hard to say with injuries. I fucking love fighting, and I – you know, like I said, I fought 3 times in 6 months. I was on a roll. If that injury doesn't happen, I knock out Cheeto, I'm fighting again a couple months later. So I love fighting, and I want to get in there as much as possible. But injuries is fucking, yeah, they're tough.
And Cheeto's obviously got Jose Aldo now, which is an
sweet
interesting
fight. That is interesting. That fight I'm going to watch 100%. I think that's a sweet fight, and it has my attention for sure. Like, you know, Aldo's a fucking legend. Pretty much anytime Aldo fights, I'm going to tune in. And now Cheeto, we have history, and it's, you know, I'm interested in how that fight plays out. Not even from just a competitive standpoint, but as a fan, I'm interested in, I'll watch that fight.
For real. How do you pair it with someone like Jose Aldo?
Aldo at 35, I think looks good as fuck. I think he looks, he looks good. You know, his first couple rounds, that he's a scary motherfucker to fight. He's powerful. He's fast. He has a twitch. The only real thing is he kind of gasses later in the rounds, and the fight goes on, he gasses. But when he fought Marlon, he looked good for 15 minutes. He fought Marlon and Peter, right?
Yes.
And then Peter just looked better. He just had more skill, a smarter game plan. But yeah, Aldo, me versus Aldo is a very interesting fight. I think it's like a striker's fight, sweet fight. Anytime Aldo fights, I think it's a sweet fight. I'm a fan of his.
And you say you're looking to get back in on February the 13th.
Yeah, February 13th I think will be a perfect date.
Just need someone to fight you.
Yeah, the UFC, they offered me a fight. I said yes, and we're just waiting on them to say yes to kind of confirm it, and we'll go from there. But
have you been waiting a long time?
Yeah, I mean, when I fought, it was August. Like I said, I like fighting multiple times a year, and I fought in August. That's a long. I feel like it was a long time ago. I'm ready to get back in there, and what I'm addicted to is the performing, the competition, and the performing is such a sweet thing. And it just happens to be I was good enough at fighting to be able to go out and perform. It's that's what I love doing is performing. So anytime I get in the octagon, it's fucking awesome.
Yeah. It's a walkout. Like, how surreal is that moment, man?
it's a weird moment because in the back for me, I feel like, well, okay, what's the best way to go about getting in a fist fight, going to war? And I think for me, calming my mind, getting into it, like deep breathing. I do it before every fight. I follow my breath. I do some breath exercises, and I just get in this very calm state.
It's something that everyone notices as well when you're walking out. It gets mentioned in commentary as well. Like, look how composed this young man looks is pretty much what I've heard.
I feel like I'm almost in a deep meditative state while I'm walking out, and then when I'm in the cage, I feel like I'm just very calm. I think that's the best way to perform. I think that's the way my muscle memory is going to be able to take over easiest. I don't have to think. I've done the work. I put in the work. In training camp, I feel like I'm, you know, you can't get much more disciplined when I'm in training camp. I do everything that I need to do, from eating, sleeping, recovery, the training, the mental, the breathing. I do what I need to do. So going in there, I'm super calm.
For real, yeah. Because for me, I'd imagine that, like, I could get calm backstage. And then as soon as they come into the room and they're like, okay, Sean, you're up in 10 seconds. It's just like, oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Is there anything like that? And also, like, when you walk out and the crowd's there, for example.
I miss that so much.
Like, obviously, you say you're in a deep meditative state, but, like, how distracting is that, like, from a self-awareness perspective?
It feels good. Like, I like it. I would prefer it 100% having the audience there. I don't think it necessarily affects my performance, because I'm a performer and I can perform whoever's outside the cage. But you're missing out on a feeling that you get walking to the cage when the crowd's there. It's different. Oh, God, it's like doing lots of drugs. I fought in March, crowd there when I fought Jose. And then I fought in June, Eddie, no crowd. And it was... clearly didn't have an issue performing, but I think the walkout and then the after, when I dropped Eddie, that was a legendary knockout, and that would have been crazy in Vegas at T-Mobile. That would have been fucking amazing. It was cool though in its own right, not having anyone there. It was weird, almost. It was like silent. You could hear woo, and then like
could you hear Joe? Like,
I didn't hear anything when I was in the cage. I didn't hear the commentary. No.
Nah, because that's what a lot of people say, is that like the sound's completely gone.
You can hear him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't.
I guess you're too focused.
Fucking fights are too fast.
Yeah.
And I don't have time here.
You've got such a good relationship with Tim, man. Like, how did that start?
Yeah, that's a long story short. I was fighting in Montana. He's from Montana. We didn't know each other. He was a pro looking to make it in fighting in UFC, and he was down in Phoenix. He was in Bellator at the time, so he made it in a sense. He was in Bellator fighting a good promotion. And he came back to Montana to commentate some local fights where he used to fight, and I was on the card. And I was fighting this wrestler, this college wrestler that he knew of. I was a pretty good wrestler, and I armbarred him. And Tim was like, what the fuck? That was because Tim had seen me knock people out before too, and I'm 18 at this time. So I armbar this kid, and Tim's like, damn, he must have some skill, or at least some potential. So he invited me down. I flew down shortly after, like as fast as I could. I was like, hell yeah. He offered me to come down and train at the lab, and I came down and for 10 days, and I got fucked up bad. Like, bad. And Tim probably assumed I wasn't coming back.
In the gym, though, right?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, no, yeah, not on drugs. I just got fucked up. No, I got fucked up in the gym bad. Everyone was just fucking me up. I didn't understand there was levels to fighting. I was the man in Montana. And so I, you know, I got, just kept getting busted up. I would go back to the gym, I was there for 10 days. Went back to Montana, and that was a pivotal time in my life where I was like, I'm either going to make it or I'm not. So I, and in my mind at the time, I, you know, it was similar to now. I was like, fuck it, let's do it. So I saved up $2,000, paid off my 2006 Nissan that we cruised in earlier, and drove down, and Tim and I got an apartment, and it's been bouncing around from place to place to place to place, and now we're finally in a spot that we love.
Yeah, that's great, man. Obviously, you've just been watching you roll, and now there's a gi class going on.
Yeah. I haven't done any gi since Elena was born 1 month ago today. Mm. And then about 2 weeks before she was born, Danny wanted me to kind of avoid big groups for COVID and everything like that. So I haven't been doing gi. in about a month and a half, and I'm fucking excited to come back. I say, like I was telling you, I'm like, I'm not, because it doesn't sound like that fun. I'm like, I love no gi, I love striking, those are, but every time I do gi, I get addicted to it. I want to learn, you know, Delahiva. I want to learn all the grips, and it's like fun as fuck.
Obviously everyone's completely different. What are some of the benefits that you get out of training gi that you can apply into MMA that even might sound really obvious?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're doing jiu-jitsu. Like, you're understanding jiu-jitsu more, and I think that obviously transfers over into MMA, but I don't do jiu-jitsu to get better at MMA. It helps and it works, but I do jiu-jitsu because it's fucking fun and I love jiu-jitsu. Like, I love doing real jiu-jitsu. Except for when people sit on their butt and play that game too much. That's not my favorite. But I love the sport of jiu-jitsu. And I think doing gi definitely helps your defense. Just helps you stay tighter. And anytime you're doing jiu-jitsu, you're understanding it more and more. And in the gi, I feel like just makes it more... It's more like chess rather than checkers is a term, you know, you've heard a lot. But that's the truth. It's just like... It makes jiu-jitsu... I don't know how to explain it. It's fucking fun, though. The gi is fun. Yeah, anytime we're at these night classes, we hit the vaporizer, and I feel like it just fucking... You just flow. It's so sweet. I love doing jiu-jitsu high. When I do competition training with, like, Tenkinyo, like, when it's our 10-minute rounds, I could get high and do it, but usually I'm jacked up on caffeine. Those are in the morning, 11 a.m. Like, let's fucking go.
Yeah.
These afternoon classes are more white belts, blue belts. I'm usually more superior, so I can get high and get into different positions and just think about jiu-jitsu in a different sense than just
experiment more.
More and help them learn things or help them, you know, get better at their game. And high jiu-jitsu at night, it's fucking... I honestly don't think there's anything more fun than that. It's the best.
To end it, you have just become a new father.
Yep. Yeah.
What is that like, man? Is that, like, superseded all expectations, good or bad?
Yeah, I think... I remember breaking up with a girl in middle school because she didn't want to have kids someday. Yeah. Like, I remember being young and being like... I want to have kids. For whatever reason, I've always wanted to be a dad.
Yeah.
And it's the coolest fucking... It's so trippy looking at her face. Whether she's sleep... Well, when her eyes are open and she's starting to make eye contact. Like, before, like, a couple weeks, she cross-eyed and it's so cute. But now she's, like, starting to look into your eyes and it's fucking trippy. It's so cool, but it's hard to explain. Like, it's just, like, a feeling. It's not really... Words can't make you feel that way. I don't know.
Yeah. It's from cool. A psychological point of view... Do you think it's changed anything about, like, your fight style, your aggression, your mentality?
My fight style always has been not get hit in the head. I don't want to get hit. I know the dangers of getting knocked out and the dangers of brain damage and all that. So if anything, I'm going to want to... You know, I feel like I always go into fights wanting to prepare as the best I can. So I think it just has more of the... I just don't want to get hit in the head, but I want to fight. So it's either I get really good at not getting hit and fucking someone else up, or I don't fight.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it makes you more aware of that. Like, I'm her daddy. She needs her daddy. I need to be sane and healthy, and you know, while she grows up.
That's
so yeah,
awesome.
You think about it.
Yeah. Well, how long till she enrolls here?
Yeah, that's going to be fucking fun. I'd love to get her a little gi. She turned a month today, so who knows? Maybe when she's... I think we'll probably start bringing her to the gym here soon, and she's going to pretty much just grow up on the mat. Before Danny's pregnant, this is where we're at here 4 days a week, you know. Here is home, in a sense. Like, this is our nightly routine for the most part. So that'll be nice to get back into, because right now we're avoiding her being around too many people. But shortly we'll be back.
Yeah, it makes sense, man. Well, thank you so much for today, man. Your hospitality as well, brother.
Yeah, that was a fucking sweet day. Yeah, anytime you guys are down in Phoenix, let me know. We'll have a fucking... I'm sure the fans are going to love, you know, seeing this. I'm
for
excited
sure.
to watch it. I think it'll be cool.
Yeah, it'll be sick, man. And when we come down, we'll bring Dan as well. And we'll go get some tattoos and make, like, a
sweet
little...
Sweet tattoos.
Fight Inc.
That'd be
kind of
sick.
Movie.
That'd
be
sweet.
Pretty sweet, right?
That would be fucking badass.
I'll get whatever you want tattooed on my ass.
Let's go. So fucked up.
Oh, man, love
dude,
it.
Dude, no, thank you. That
thank
was
you,
badass
man.
Day. Thank you, too. That was fun.